Ooh, if staying in a haunted hotel is on your bucket list, we have some examples for you today. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us. Keeping it spooky on the Ideas Network. We have by phone Jan Schroeder. She is a writer and editor-in-chief of the Travel 100 website. It features 100-word stories and videos on travel adventures. Jan's writing, travel writing, also appears on other websites and national magazines as well. She has a long list of haunted hotels to tell us about, and she can answer your travel questions too. Have you had a ghostly visit while in a hotel? Are you traveling soon? Do you need suggestions for places to visit? Join in. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or your experiences, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Jan Schroeder with us by phone. Jan, hi. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Hi, Larry, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. You know, I think the ghosts have been on the phone lines between you and me because you've cut out once or twice here already.
Yes, we did. I think there's an evil ghost at work here.
I agree. Well, I'll tell you what. First, tell us about Travel 100.
Sure. So we're a monthly publication. We send it out all over the country, including the state of Wisconsin. And we talk about all kinds of things on travel. We talk about hotels and resorts. We have travel tips. And it's just really a lot of fun. Some of our stories are 100 words, and then some of them are much longer.
Well, how did you get interested in writing about travel? Just love to travel and thought, oh, I'll write about it?
You know, when I was growing up, we didn't travel a whole lot. And then when my kids were little, again, you know, it's not a trip. It's not a vacation. It's more a trip when you take the kids.
Yeah.
So I've been a travel writer about 20 years. And, yeah, I just got interested in it and just been having a blast with it and going all over the world.
Well, were you surprised by the number of haunted hotels you found? Oh, my goodness. I was looking at the list and reading many of the stories, and I was amazed.
I was shocked how many hotels, and I was really shocked how many people had personal stories, including a few people I know. So I really believe the story they tell us, including the scariest one I think I've ever heard.
Ooh, the scariest one you ever heard. Are you going to save that for us? Or
I think I'm going to save that one for you because I don't want people to get too scared.
All right, but we're going to do it. At some point in this show, we're going to get you to talk about the scariest one you ever heard. I was really struck by the differences in the kind of stories, different but then sometimes the same as well in terms of the types of things that happen.
Yes, that's true. You hear a lot of bumps in the night. You hear a lot of children running in hallways when children aren't staying in the hotel. You hear a lot of stories about women in white walking down hallways. But there's a few things that were really different, like suitcases being overturned or shampoo bottles being emptied, or one man had a ghost tug on his pajama sleeve. How scary is that?
Well, I tell you what, we already have several callers with comments, so let's go to Jesse in Antigo. Jesse, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jan and Larry. Thank you. Hey, I have a question for Jan. Has she ever investigated the House of Ludington in Escanaba? I stayed there once. I never experienced anything. Just wondering what you know about that, and I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
No, I don't know about that one in particular, but I love to hear. I'm sure there's some good stories there. And it's so funny, Larry, because I did this very unscientific poll on Facebook as to whether people would stay in a haunted hotel. And half of people are like, yes, yes, I really want to. And the others were like, no way.
I think there was a time when hotel hotels wouldn't advertise that they, you know, they were supposedly haunted because they wanted people to stay there. But now a lot of them use it as a marketing thing, don't they?
I know. Isn't that funny? There's one in Alaska that even keeps a log at the front desk, a ghost log. So I guess you go in and say, I saw the ghost last night. And they're like, oh, okay, let's add it to the add it to the book.
Oh, man. Nita in Eustisford has something for us. Hi, thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This happened a long time ago, but it was at the Alexander Hotel, which is in McGregor, right across the Mississippi from Prairie du Chien.
Yeah.
And I, it's this old hotel that hasn't been, I don't know about now, but at the time it wasn't remodeled. It had like the original tiny rooms. And I wanted to read. It was kind of a slow period, and we were supposed to be the only people staying there, we were told. So we had the room at the top of the stairs, and there was like a little sitting area right outside. And my husband wanted to sleep. I wanted to read a while, so I went out there to read. And all of a sudden, I heard a door a little ways down the hall open and close, definitely opened and closed. And it's like I haven't seen anybody go by and or come out. So it's like I kind of perked my ears up, and I finally got up enough nerve and walked down the hall and just stood outside that door for a little bit. I didn't hear anything. And then I put on my brave face and walked back to my room, went inside, and stayed there the rest of the night.
So doors opening and closing. And that's, Jan, that's something that certainly was reported to you.
Yes, I heard that a lot. And here's another one. And this was actually at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, where it even scared Major League Baseball players. Some of them slept on the couch in the lobby. Someone went to sleep with a bat. But they would see windows and blinds would be opening. Furniture was moving. They would hear strange pounding. One player said his iPod started playing on the other side of the room more than once.
That was a great. Did you were these several teams or just one team that where this happened?
You know, I think it was several, which is kind of strange because you think they'd talk amongst themselves and maybe find another hotel to stay in.
Oh man. Well, Sam in Madison has, a story for us. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to share a little story about a themed hotel in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, called the Don Q Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a relic from the past. It looks like it hasn't been updated since like the 60s or 70s. And it has all of these old themed rooms. Like my girlfriend and I last fall stayed in one called Tranquility Base that was supposed to mimic, like, be themed around the lunar lander from the Apollo mission. And it's very close to like House on the Rock and that just whole kind of creepy driftless area over there.
Yeah.
And there are all of these just strange sort of like amateur-esque like fake astronauts and stuff that were like on the walls there. And we both just got extremely creeped out by it. And actually, that night, the night we got in, we went downtown in Dodgeville to have a drink at a bar. And the bartender used to work at this hotel and told us that this old sort of like clock tower-esque building that looked very dilapidated outside of the hotel actually housed a special room where they had quit, like where newlyweds used to stay and get freaked out. And it was like, full of cobwebs.
Oh my gosh.
And it's one of the creepiest, like, strangest places I think I've been in Wisconsin, and we definitely left feeling extremely creeped out. So I just wanted to share that story and see if there's anything, or especially in that, if you knew of anything else or had experiences in that or knowledge of that specific hotel. It's just a very creepy area around there.
Yeah.
No, that one I actually had not heard specifically about that. But, it's interesting. Some hotels will have a particular room that they say this is the most haunted one. For example, the Union Station Hotel in Nashville. and you can stay in room 711, the Abigail room, the haunted suite. But it's a secret room. You have to know to ask for it. But guests there say the lights go on and off. They'll hear noises. Even though it's on the top floor, they hear noises from above and images that show up in photos they take. So some people really seek that out.
Yeah. Sam, good story. Thank you very much for calling. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org if you got a story to tell us, a haunted one. Or maybe you have a travel question, because certainly Jan can talk about that as well as we move along today. 1-800-642-1234. Give a call with your questions or comments. I've got to tell you, Jan, my wife at the time and I, this is probably 20 years ago, went on a kind of a Civil War battlefield excursion. And so we visited a few, and one was at Antietam in Sharpsburg, Maryland. And we stayed on the battlefield itself. There's a guest house, one guest house on the battlegrounds, and we stayed in the room that James Longstreet, a Confederate general, had slept in during the battle. And
Wow. And
we were told by the proprietors that people who slept there often woke up to see a general sitting on the chair across from the bed. And so I thought, oh, man, this would be so great. I could hardly go to sleep because I wanted to see James Longstreet.
So you wanted to see him.
I wanted to see him, but I never saw him. I finally fell asleep.
Oh, darn.
I woke up in the morning. I said, darn it. I didn't get to see James Longstreet. So that's my story, at least in a hotel. Have you had some yourself?
You know, I have a similar story. I stayed at La Posada in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it had been a Victorian mansion, and a wife and her husband lived there, and she had six children, and then she lost a child and killed herself. So that supposedly she haunted the hotel, and I stayed in her room, and they had a portrait of her on the wall, but she seemed like a nice ghost. So I was the same as you. I was kind of did a little toast to her. I'm like, hey, Julia, I'm here. Do you want to come say hi? But I didn't see anything. But at that hotel, people have seen ghosts on the stairways. One night, a bartender said glasses kept flying off the shelves and a fireplace kept turning on and off. And a server dropped a tray. She felt like someone was pushing it up from underneath.
Wow. And one of the more famous hotels is that you mentioned is the Stanley in Colorado, and that has a link to a movie.
Oh, sure. That's supposedly that is where Stephen King stayed. And then he wrote The Shining. So it's still considered one of the scariest hotels.
Oh, my.
Estes Park, Colorado.
Our guest today, Jan Schroeder, is the editor-in-chief of the Travel 100, the website of 100-word stories and videos on adventures near and far. Her writing also appears on other websites and a national magazine. So if you have questions for her, I hope you'll join in. I think the ghost just dropped her phone line, but we'll get it back. And if you have an experience to share, maybe a scary one that involves a hotel, we'd love to hear that, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Dave Potratz, our engineer today, Jill Nadeau, our producer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network. On this Halloween, we're taking a look at haunted hotels and talking a little bit about travel as well with our guest, Jan Schroeder, editor-in-chief of the Travel 100. It's the website of stories and videos on adventure near and far. Great to have her with us. Certainly, if you have a travel question or maybe you've got a great experience to share that involves haunted hotels, join in. 1 800 888-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And, Jen, we have Ted from Madison online, so let's go to Ted and find out what's on his mind. Hi, Ted.
Hello. I am calling because with a ghost story involving Exeter, England, I was walking, we were with some friends and had high tea there. We had with strawberries and scalded cream. It was delightful. It was an old, old inn. You had to duck to get under the lintel. It was so old. When we went to pay, the proprietor came to settle up. He said, how many of you were there? And we said, six. No, wait a minute. There were just five of us here. And the proprietor said, you sure there weren't six? And he said, no, you can see there are just five of us here. And he said, there wasn't, by chance, a young lady in 16th century garb that came down and joined you? We said, no, just the five of us here. And he said, quite matter-of-factly, well, ever since we boarded up that old hallway going upstairs, we haven't seen her anymore. Now we paid, and we were walking back to the train talking about ghosts, and one of my friends said, well, it's kind of like whether you believe in ghosts or don't believe in ghosts is kind of immaterial. It's sort of like walking through a forest with your eyes closed. Either you'll bump into a tree or you won't bump into a tree. But whether or not you believe in trees has nothing to do with it.
Oh, Jan, what do you make of that? Oh, did we lose Jan? The ghost got us again? Oh, man. Ted, thank you so much for that story. That is a great, great story. Maybe you have a story to share as well at 1-800-642-1234. Or go ahead and email us at ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And we're trying to get Jan back on the phone here to talk.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, there she's back.
Sorry. I think our ghost is the one that's talking about that.
Yeah. You know, we've got a snowstorm here, and I'm just wondering if there's something in the air that's creating some problems for us. There's a lot of snow falling right now in southern Wisconsin, for sure. Veronica in West Allis emailed, and this is about visiting Hawaii. She's going to Hawaii next year, and she was wondering if you have any suggestions for off-the-beaten-path sites or activities.
Oh, wow. I love Hawaii so much. But I'll tell you, some of the ones that are popular are, or if you haven't done them, you have to do them, like the helicopter ride over the cliffs. Or one thing that maybe people aren't as familiar with is we did a fantastic kayak trip into a deserted forest and had a walk through the forest. It was very spiritual and very wonderful, though. Unfortunately, we were against the tide going in and coming out, so that made it a little bit hard for paddling. But that was an excellent activity.
And which island was that on?
That was Kauai.
Kauai.
Which is my favorite island because it is the most beautiful island. But yeah, I like to do, it depends on how active you are too, but those are kind of some things I like to do.
Yeah, those, and have you written about them on your site?
I don't know that I've written too much about Hawaii, but I definitely will because it's one of my favorite places.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite places, too. I just love it there. I had a chance to go to Hawaii with a nice group of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners a few years back, and we had just a wonderful, wonderful time there on several of the islands. Well, just back to scary things for a minute. Another of the stories, scary ones, comes with a photo. Tell us about the Myrtles Plantation in Louisiana.
Oh, my gosh. That is one of the scariest things. So
guests have, it kind of started, it's in St. Francisville, Louisiana. It's supposed to be one of America's most haunted homes. So in 1922, the owner took a photo of the house because he was trying to give it to the insurance company. But when he took the photo, an image showed up that looked like a young slave girl standing between the two buildings. It is the scariest thing. And now they call it the Chloe postcard. But then another time, a couple took a photo of themselves, but behind them in the window, you can see the reflection of a young girl. And it's been examined, but they have shown no evidence that it was doctored. And if you go on our site at the Travel 100, which is 100.net, you can see the photo.
That's just an amazing, amazing photo. And there are others. I actually saw a little video of a ghost. Just by chance, the person was videoing a garden area. And here comes across the video itself, transparent almost, except you could make the person out, just sort of gliding along.
And oh, my gosh.
And that, too, is one where, people tried to see if it was doctored somehow, and they couldn't come up with anything that would show that it had been doctored. My goodness me. Well,
wow.
As I was saying earlier, there was a time when hotel owners didn't want people to know about this thing, but that certainly is not the case anymore.
That's true, and a lot of them will give tours of the haunted rooms in the hotel. So some people really embrace it. So it's just funny, you know. It sounds like you would be the one that would be happy to go on that tour. In fact, there's one where if you take the tour, you can take a ghost tour, but if you take it and you decide to stay, you get 20% off. I guess it's that scary.
Oh, my goodness me. I love that. I had was reading about another experience that somebody had. I'll go back to Gettysburg for a minute. There was a fellow took some Japanese visitors to Gettysburg to show them, and they were out really early in the morning, and he was a travel guy. And there was a group of some Union soldiers, five of them, marching, and they watched it, and then it was quite interesting. And later on in the day, they talked to somebody from Gettysburg, and the guy said, "Well, gee, I'm really glad you set that up with the marching Union soldiers." And he said, "What? No, we didn't set anything."
Oh my gosh!
So he hadn't set anything up, and yet there they were. And I expect there's lots of ghost stories connected with places like Gettysburg and Sharpsburg and those places where those battles took place. What state or what area has the most ghost stories connected with it? I think you wrote about that.
You know, in my research that I did, it seemed to be a lot on the East Coast and a lot of hotels that were built around the 1800s, 1900s. And a lot of the ghosts seem to be from the, if they're not Civil War, like what you're talking about, like the 1920s, which is odd. Like, what happened in the 1920s that these ghosts are still hanging out? It's so interesting.
I think it's amazing. And there are people who say, oh, this is all baloney.
There definitely are. But, you know, when I tell you this last story, because he was a skeptic too, he didn't believe it, and he does believe it now. I do believe some people are more sensitive to things than others. I was in El Paso last week on a travel writers convention, and we toured a hotel, and we walked into the spa. One of the women there, she's actually in the article too, she says something bad happened in this room, and she turned around and left.
She's got a feeling.
Yes, which I think it happens, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But here's another fun one. This is actually in Arizona. I mean, I think you can find haunted hotels in every state. But this one was a woman with a touring company, her name's Cindy Walker, and she was staying at Grand Canyon Lodge in the North Rim. And her phone rang at 3:33 a.m., but there was nobody there. She was in room 328. Well, the next morning, her friend called her on her cell phone and said he tried to call her room first, but he couldn't get through. And then she looked, and her phone was unplugged.
Ah! Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy? She told the front desk, and they said, oh, it's probably the ghost.
Andrew in Green Bay has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. I just want to mention I went to school in the UP at Northern Michigan University in Marquette.
Yeah.
There's a really cool hotel there called the Landmark. It's a historic building that has seen presidents and lots of important people come through, but there's a rumor that there's an entire floor that's haunted, and I haven't stayed there. I never had a reason to, but they do tours of that as well as lots of other haunted tours throughout the whole UP of lighthouses and crazy things like that. So that's a really great place to go for haunted adventures.
The Landmark Hotel.
Yep, in Marquette, Michigan.
Marquette, Michigan.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. I'm going to research and add it to my story.
Yeah, why not? Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it very much. The Landmark Hotel. Well, there are some. I'm waiting for another call to come up online here, but tell us another. Have you got another favorite story that you uncovered?
This is from another woman I know, so, you know, I totally believe this story. So there's a place called the Partridge Inn in Augusta, Georgia. And in the early 1900s, there was a bride named Emily. She was getting ready for her wedding when she found out her fiancé had been shot and killed. So she apparently refused to take off her wedding gown for weeks, and then she eventually died. So guests report seeing a woman with long hair in her wedding gown. But the woman I know went and stayed there shortly after her husband had died, and she got out of the shower, and in steam on the mirror was written, "I love you," with a heart shape.
Oh,
I went to take a camera, but it disappeared.
Oh, my goodness me. Oh, Jane in Duluth, Minnesota. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. This is the coolest show in the world. I try not to miss you guys. Anyway, I used to live in Santa Fe for many years, and one of my friends who is a native of Santa Fe, the haunted hotel there that your guest speaker talked about, it used to be actually an apartment house, and she and her husband were newly married, and they rented that before they found, you know, got their own home. And she told me the story about, she said she woke up in the middle of the night and somebody was pulling her legs, trying to pull her off the bed. And she smacked her husband and said, what are you trying to do? Because he was sound asleep. And he woke up and he goes, what? He goes, she said, why are you trying to pull me out of bed? And he said, I'm sound asleep. And this is a very down-to-earth woman that I worked with. Her family had lived in Santa Fe for generations, and they all knew the history of this place. But you can't get locals to stay there. They send their friends there, but they won't stay there. There's a lot of stories.
Really?
Yeah, if you talk to locals, you'll hear a lot of good stories about that place.
Oh, my gosh.
And the other thing that they do there, the story about La Llorona, have you heard that story? They tell it to kids, to teach their kids to stay out of the rivers and the ditches, the irrigation acequias. It's a very famous tale, and they still tell the story about, it's hundreds of years old, about a woman who fell in love with, depending who you talk to, or married a Hispanic, what you call it, the soldiers from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And they had two kids together, and he deserted her, and out of either sadness or vengeance, she drowned the children. And she lurks in wet areas and rivers and the acequias, especially trying to find kids to replace her own.
Oh.
So all they have to do their kids, you know, the younger ones to stay out of there, especially in the evening and the mornings. And there's not a lot of fog in a dry state like New Mexico, but it does get kind of misty down there, and that's when they say she shows up. Wow.
Oh, man, Jane. That is a great story, isn't it, Jan?
Oh, my goodness. That's wild.
Oh, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Paula in Oshkosh, it's your turn. Hi, Paula.
Well, good morning. We have a story that happened to us. My husband and I were in Charleston, South Carolina, which is a very haunted place. And early in the morning, we were going in downtown Charleston, and the church is there. All the graveyards are right in front of the church. And we were walking around, and I stopped at one grave, and I looked at the dates, and then beside it was obviously a child. And my husband came up to me and said, you know, she obviously died in childbirth because the dates of death were just a few days apart. Okay, so we're walking around Charleston, had a lovely time, and it's getting to be evening, and we said, hey, let's go on a ghost tour. Okay, so we do, and it's the last one of the evening. It's like, you know, probably 9:30, 10 o'clock, and every story gets creepier and creepier and creepier. And if you ever wanted to experience haunted hotels, try Charleston. It's just amazing stuff. So the last stop of our tour was at this church, and the graveyard was closed off, so we couldn't go into the graveyard. So the gentleman doing the tour says, all right, here's my last story. So a friend of mine retired, and for a retirement gift, his wife gave him a camera. So he's running around town that whole day, and he wanted and taking pictures, just having a grand time. This is when it was still film, no digital, guys. So he wanted to take a picture of one of the graves in this particular graveyard. So he just put the camera over the fence, took a picture. So then the next day he takes the film in to get developed, comes back, and he's looking at his pictures, and he went to the guy and said, what did you do here? There's a figure kneeling by this grave. You know, what the heck did you do? And they said, we did nothing. This was on your film.
Oh my gosh.
Now, at the time, Kodak had their equivalent of Area 51 sort of thing, where you could send in photos to debunk them. So he sent his photo in, okay, to Kodak and said, what is going on here? And so it comes back a few weeks later, nothing. Nothing has been done to your picture. That thing is real.
Oh, my goodness me. Paula, that is a great, great story. And it just goes along with some of the other ones you were talking about earlier, Jan, with strange things turning up on camera. Great story. Thank you. You have a story about Jason Fry, who
yes,
is a
Larry, this is the scariest story. And I know Jason, so I know he's the one I would mention that was quite a skeptic. He stayed in hotels around the world because he's also a travel writer. So he spent 3 nights at the Lloyd Hall Plantation in Louisiana. And supposedly Mr. Lloyd haunted it. He was a double spy. He got caught. He was hanged in his front yard. And then there's supposedly some other spies, including his daughter. Well, Jason was on a tour, and he was kind of kidding. But he said, can I stay in Mr. Lloyd's bedroom? And they said, sure. Well, he was there 3 nights, and something happened every single night. The first night, fireplace tools in his bedroom just hit the ground. But he thought, no big deal. He thought, well, that's not that big a deal. But then he heard him hit the ground in the other room. The next night, he woke up at 3 a.m. He heard a voice. He thought it was one of his, you know, another person in the hotel walking around. He heard footsteps, and he heard mutter, mutter, grumble, mutter. And then he turned on the light, and it quit. And the writer told him she hadn't been talking at night. But the scariest was the last night. He woke up in the middle of the night when he heard a woman in his room. She laughed. And then he heard footsteps, and his bed creaked, and something had jumped in behind him. He heard the bed kind of creak, and then he rolled a little bit, and he rolled into something ice cold. It was spooning him. He had goosebumps. His hair was standing up. He tried to turn his head, but he couldn't. He tried to talk, but no sound came out. He tried to roll over, but he was pinned there. Then he felt a hand run along his shoulder, his arm, his hip, and his leg. Then the bed creaked. He rolled back to the spot, and the footsteps ran away.
Wow.
He said he turned on every light, and he sat in the bed and just watched movies on his laptop till he was ready to go. So he used to be skeptical, but he's not anymore.
Oh, my goodness me. Wow, that is that the scariest one? You were going to tell me the scariest story, and is that your scariest story?
That's the scariest story I heard because of the fact that ghosts, I've heard of ghosts on bed or ghosts across the room or ghosts. You see the ghost, but this is the first story I heard where the ghost was actually in the bed touching you.
It just
gives me chills.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, you've got some stories. You have some wonderful stories on your site. And there's a link to your haunted house article on our program note. But if people want to go to your site, I think that'd be great to take a look. Tell us again how we do that.
Sure. So it's thetravel100. So it's 100.net, and you will see this story right at the top of the page, and it's called "Rooms with a Boo." Check into these haunted hotels.
Oh, and of course you have all kinds of other non-haunted articles on your site that people can see as well. And it's been a lot of fun talking with you today, Jan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Larry, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you as well. So Travel 100, the website of stories and videos of adventures near and far, and some of them are spooky, as we talked with her about all those hotels and places where ghosts come out, and maybe they come out on Halloween night. Well, coming up, we're going to switch from ghosts to monsters. Monsters have been scaring us for a long, long time. And there is an absolutely delightful book out called Monstrous: The Lore, Gore, and Science Behind Your Favorite Monsters. What about that? That next. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.